From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW boys basketball team handled Magna Vista last night 84-31. Kobe Morrison led the way for the Eagles with 21 points, while Jason Bryant added 14 points and 8 rebounds. GW has now won 10 in a row and is 15-6 overall and 9-1 in the Piedmont District. The Chatham girls basketball team rolled past Smith Mountain Lake Christian last night 80-31. Four players scored in double figures for the Cavs, with Jakiya Jiggetts leading the way with 26 points and Jabria Williams scoring a career-high 17. The Chatham girls are now 22-0 on the season. The Chatham boys team also beat Smith Mountain Lake Christian 36-26. The Cavs improved to 7-14 overall with the win. The Dan River boys basketball team fell on the road at Nelson County last night 77-68. The Wildcats dropped to 17-4 overall and 9-3 in the Dogwood District. Four ACC teams are ranked in the latest edition of the AP Top 25 College Basketball Poll. Duke moved up one spot to number 3, UVA is up one spot to number 14, UNC fell five spots to number 16, and Louisville is up three spots to 21. Michigan is the new number 1, Houston at 2, Arizona fell three spots to number 4, and UConn is number 5. Iowa State, Purdue, Kansas, Nebraska, and Illinois are 6 through 10. Speaking of Duke, the Blue Devils handled Syracuse last night 101-64. Cameron Boozer led the way for Duke with 22 points and 12 rebounds. Duke is now 24-2 overall and 13-1 in the ACC. The U.S. women's hockey team will play for the gold medal in the Winter Olympics. The U.S. women beat Sweden yesterday 5-0 to advance. The U.S. women will play Canada on Thursday in the gold medal game. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.